have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Good evening and welcome. This is the Jurassic Plastic Program on this fine Monday evening. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford, and I am the lone pint man in the pub for this evening, so it's just me who will be serving up the songs for tonight. This opening set has some brand new material we want to play for you, as well as a few older gems we hope that you'll enjoy, so we invite you to stick around. We're going to kick things off with a brand new single. We've sampled it maybe 2 weeks ago. It's just been released maybe 3 weeks ago. It's brand new material from the Fontaines, D.C., right here on the Jurassic Plastic Program.
Three, swallow the key. In their footprints, I will follow. Don't flake, go hard, deep bass. Don't make a dishonest mistake. Don't be so sure.
That the very best lyrics would come straight from the heart. I was always told that every lyric I wrote, it would tear me apart. I would have a notebook full of my deepest thoughts and I would sing them to a tune. But my iPhone's full of clever little lines. I sing them out of tune. I sing them out of tune.
I'm like a tabloid newspaper.
Say is that the world is fucked.
All right, Andrew, welcome back. Let's recap our playlist about what we just heard. That last track, something extremely brand new. It is new music from an old favorite, Red Cross. If you remember Red Cross, they are back again. Both Jeff and Stephen McDonald have announced through In the Red Records. They have a brand new album out there. It's simply a self-titled record, and it's released now. That was the very first single that's been released for promotion purposes, I guess you can say. It's a song called Candy Colored Catastrophe. The video is out as well. Not only is this album out, but there's also going to be a documentary on Red Cross, and they're going to be on tour all summer, and they actually have one Canadian date, but again, it's not Montreal, it's Toronto. Nonetheless, Red Cross, brand new music, and the song Candy Colored Catastrophe is the first single that's been released. Prior to that, it was England's band Hotel Lux from their EP released in 2020 called Barstool Preaching. And from Hotel Lux, we heard the song Tabloid Newspaper. Preceding that, we sampled something from the brand new album from St. Vincent. I'm always, always impressed by everything that Annie Clark records. She is truly a creative source. And although I haven't listened to the entirety of this album, it's brand new. It's been released officially maybe in the past couple weeks. The album is called All Born Screaming, but we did sample something from it, and it's a song called Big Time Nothing, brand new material from St. Vincent. Part of that, speaking of brand new material, Paul Weller has a new album that will be officially released this month when he celebrates his 66th birthday, and the album is called 66. And the lead single from Paul Weller's upcoming new album is a song called Soul Wandering. And again, we sample something from the Fontaines DC. They have released a lead single, if you wish, from their upcoming new album. The official release date, I believe, is August. So just coming towards the tail end of the summer, Fontaines DC, and they have this lead single that's called Starburster. And I'm sure we'll give this and maybe more singles as they leak them out. And as such, we will find them here on Drastic Plastic, I'm sure. More music for you. Do stick around. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program here on CKUT 90.3.
Hi, I'm Donnie Dunghill, and this is my son, Donnie.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, anyways, we're the owners of the Dunghill Burial Emporium and Sons. Unfortunately, we have lost our lease, and now we must have special clearance sale because they are kicking our ass out. Oh, well, easy come, easy go. But here's the good news. Go ahead, Donnie. Why don't you tell them our coffins have been chosen by more families than the other guys? Tell them that the name Dunghill has been synonymous with quality since 1942.
You said it, pal.
Yeah, and one other thing. With our clearance sale, everything must go. That means we're selling our finest mahogany caskets and concrete burial receptacles.
That's right,
for
Pop.
Dirt cheap. Isn't that right, Donnie? So anyways, if you need to bury a loved one, please do it before the end of the month with Dunghill Burial Emporium and Sons.
We bury the competition.
Yeah, you got it right, Donnie.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Up next, something brand new from a long-standing electronic recording group. This is Fluke on the Drastic Plastic program.
Still making up. Unto the gaze adventure, fire wide or close and tender. Pick a dream to dream forever. Make a wish and make it clever. Make a moment made to last. Classy, trashy, so all fast. A day remembered is perhaps the perfect match. What wonders great and small are waiting out beyond the walls. Then on the ground, the land and sky, I guess we might find paradise. Surely that is something we should try. Cause who knows what surprises we might find.
Yeah.
And welcome back to The Sound of the Spoken Word. Let's review our playlist about what we just listened to. That last track, well, you'd think it was something from recorded maybe from the field recordings of an American Library of Congress, if you wish, in terms of its sound. But nonetheless, this is actually someone named C.W. Stone King, and he's not from America. No, in fact, he's Australian. And he has he plays with such a great homage to music that you would probably hear in the 1920s, maybe in the pre-war era of blues, New Orleans jazz, jug band music, to the very earliest forms of early rock and roll. And he does it with such great respect. And what we heard from C.W. Stone King from his 2014 album, which was titled Goin' Boogaloo, we heard the song The Thing I Do. Prior to that, it was Tamar Afek and her album of 2021 entitled All Bets Are Off. We heard the song Crossbow. And we began things off at the top of the set with something brand new from, as we mentioned, England's long-standing electronic recording group known as Fluke. They've been around, from what I was able to research, late 80s, if you wish, but they have now risen from a very long-standing hiatus to release this brand new single from an album that's upcoming called Insanely Beautiful, and we heard the title track from that. More music for you. Do stick around. This is the Drastic Plastic Program, and you are listening to 90.3 CKUT.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic-sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride. Woo-hoo! Tap water. Taste the memory.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blown.
They were a Scottish rock band that first formed in Glasgow in 1972. The guitar player was Zal Clemenson. On bass, it was Chris Glenn. The keyboard player was Hugh McKenna, and on drums, Ted McKenna. It was a band with a deep affection for both the blues rock and hard rock, with strong cabaret and theatrical elements. A band that was very popular in England and all through continental Europe, and very influential in Australia, most notably on bands like AC/DC, and in one particular very young, Nick Cave. The frontman was Alex Harvey. The band was called the Sensational Alex Harvey Band, and from a remastering of their very first debut album of 1972, the album called Framed, here's a song called The Hammer Song with the Sensational Alex Harvey Band.
Keep on chasing. said the man with the shovel, shoveling the ashes. I've been digging in the frozen ground, and I keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling, keep on shoveling. Shoveling the ashes, chiseling the surface, fire in the furnace, a hammer in the anvil, hammer in the anvil.
Sell.
And welcome back. Let's recap our last set for this evening. That was a set that was inspired largely by what I was able to see or hear in the rear view mirror, because everything was pretty much from yesteryear. The last track, of course, may be familiar to many of you, Betty Severt, from their debut album. I believe it was her debut album of 1992 called Palomine. They were a Dutch band with a lead singer, actually born in Vancouver, Carol Van Dyke, and I've always had a very strong affection for her voice. I just love her voice. I don't know what it is. It's not a typical rock voice, but it is a voice that, for me anyway, it just resonates really, really well. I've always loved everything that this band has done. So from Betty Severt, we heard the song Kids All Right. Prior to that, it was a 1966 release from Bert Jansch that we heard. The album's called Jack Orion, and that was the banjo piece called The Wagoneer's Lad. Prior to that, in 1993, it was an EP, I believe an EP or an album, by Pavement called Westing, and we heard the song Box Elder, and we began things with a selection from a remastering of it, of the debut album of the sensational Alex Harvey Band. 1972, and the reason I played that is something I was listening. I was listening to some old vintage of British blues, and this was on one of the selections that I was playing in this playlist, and it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it, and I hope you did too. The song was called The Hammer Song. And that just about does it for me for this evening. In programming notes, don't forget, following myself here in Drastic Plastic, it'll be the 27th Hour of Horror, so do stick around for that. And in programming notes for Drastic Plastic, next week, it will be Armitage Shanks behind the microphone recording from his own studio somewhere located in the city of Montreal. Thanks ever so much for taking the time to tune in this evening. We'll leave you now with this brand new single from a band from North London. The band is known as Safe at Any Speed. This is their single, Searching for Seven. We'll see you again next time. Good night.
Britain on TV. But he got fired by the BBC. I lost my password to Amazon Prime, and now I'm only wasting time. I came searching all around, but I was nowhere to be found. Yeah, I came searching all up and down, but I was nowhere. Just to pass the time, and now 7 hours have gone by. I watched a bit of TV just to pass the time, and now 7 hours have gone by. I got in the latest craze for the sake of your style, and now 7 days have gone by. I just wanted to live a normal life, and now 7 years have gone by. For a reason to convince them to keep me alive. No matter how hard I try, can't think of any in such short time. I came to watch Clarkson on TV, but he was gone, so I kicked in the screen. A brand new hero had to be found, but just a clown.
You're listening to Art and Action. This is an interview series produced to highlight voices that work at the intersections of art and activism. I'm Stefan Christoph in Montreal. On the program this week, I'm going to be featuring a conversation that I recorded in Sofia, Bulgaria, with Svetan, who works on an amazing project called Alarma Punk Jazz. This is a community concert series that has effectively brought artists from all over the world who are working at the intersections of the social questions of our time, activism, and the arts, and they are brought together.